economy, and nobody has been elected legitimately in many years, not Mahmoud Abbas and not the Hamas leaders. There are no current elections and no current serving legitimate government. So but in Israel, the economy is booming, and in answer to Gilad's statement from London, in fact, Israel has a vibrant democracy, a world-class economy. They are in the forefront of technology and medicine and many other things, and so they are a blessing to the whole world and would be more of a blessing to their neighbors if the Arab and Muslim world decided not to try any longer to destroy Israel after so many wars when Israel was attacked from the very beginning, instead of sitting down and talking with Israel or the Jewish community before Israel was reestablished. Okay. There were always invasions from 1948 to the present.
Go ahead, Gilad Azman.
I think that calling Israel a democracy is slightly pathetic. I heard it many times. I want to remind your viewers that in the Israeli democracy, half of the people who are living within Israeli-controlled territories are living in open-air prisons. Gaza is an open-air prison, and it's not a state. It's still under Israeli control, as we know. The West Bank is an open-air prison.
Not so.
And when Israel feel like, like in the last week, it entered the West Bank. It arrested. It's not a democracy. It's a Jewish democracy. In practice, it is a terrorist state. Now, the fact that an American Jew, a Zionist Hasbara mouthpiece, is suggesting telling us what should happen in Iraq or in Syria, this is slightly pathetic, but we have to get used to it. It is not down to an American Zionist Jew. What do you mean, wait a second? I will give you a...
Wrong in your facts. You're calling me what I am not. Can I tell you what I am? I'm an American Christian who lived in Israel for 7 years, and I got to vote for the mayor of Jerusalem when I was just a foreign worker working on environment in Jerusalem to help Israel and the surrounding nations with environmental protection. I was allowed to vote for the mayor of Jerusalem, and there are 1.5 million Arabs, mostly Muslims, but many Christians too, who have all the rights of Israeli citizens and who vote in all the elections and even have members of the Knesset and have ministers in the government
and
the Druze and
Sarkozy
and the other people.
It's not at all.
I'm just correcting your facts because you threw a lot of stuff out there which wasn't so. And in the so-called territories, Mahmoud Abbas rules from Ramallah, even though he hasn't been elected in 4 or 5 years, and Hamas rules in Gaza, even though nobody elected them, and they are part of the brutality that is pandemic throughout the Arab and Muslim world.
Gilad Azman, go ahead.
Let me correct you. The fact that Mahmoud Abbas is sitting in Ramallah and this time you don't surround his mukatta doesn't mean that he rule. You allow him to serve as a Judenrat, as a capo. You try to make him into your Sabbath goy, the guy that policing the Palestinians on behalf of Israel. This is not a sovereign, the PA or the West Bank is not a sovereign territory, and this also applies to Gaza for the time being. Now, the fact that Israeli Arabs are entitled to vote is right, but they cannot vote on Israel not entering their territories, and this is what Israel did last week, put into action capital punishment arrested 600 people, killed 12 Palestinians. We don't even know their names.
Right. Did you know
and
that?
And this is the issue. This is the real issue.
Did you know that, Richard Hellman? You talk about the fact that three settlers were killed.
Pardon?
Did you know how many Palestinians were killed in this 3 weeks that Israel went through the occupied territories?
Well, your number is correct. I'm telling you that I'm not there. I'm not running the numbers. It may be more. It may be less. But I can tell you that.
Well, there were 12 of them. Before you give your comments, though, Richard Hellman, hold on to your thoughts while we review some of the comments coming on the Facebook page. I apologize. Hold on to your thoughts, Richard Hellman. Let's take a listen to our Facebook comments, and we'll get back to our guests momentarily.
I wonder when this crime against the Palestinian people will stop. Someone needs to put a stop to Israel's terrorism. The Palestinians started it. They killed three Israeli teenagers, and now they're complaining. They should go and rest. This event is the ultimate safe-face strategy implemented by Netanyahu's moribund terrorist regime. He desperately seeks to delegitimize the coalition Hamas and the PA are intending to build. Added to that, Abbas wants to please both God and Mammon, and that will not help. And the so-called international community, though not openly critical, is finding it unsustainable to speak on behalf of Israel without obvious embarrassment. Another crucial factor is the sycophantic condition of both Israeli and Western rulers, who seem to have no qualms in following an openly satanic agenda for want of better options. Just look at the Zionists in Kiev. They have no trouble in stating a Nazi regime in government. To the Zionist West, people's lives are disposable. Press TV with their biased journalism, why didn't you report the killing of three innocent Israeli teenagers by the Palestinians some few days ago? Where are the eyes of human rights organizations? Brazil World Cup? Or the Palestinian people aren't human? This is where jihad is yelling and calling out loud to all Muslims, but the perverted long-bearded fools that call themselves Mujahideens and jihadists are busy killing Muslims in Iraq and Syria and thinking about establishing the caliphate through the spread of fear and terror.
Just some of the famous Facebook comments there that was posted. We had so many of them, and there were so many good ones, as a matter of fact. Well, Richard Hellman, I do apologize for cutting you off, but go ahead. You were making some comments before we went into the break, and well into the break you were still talking.
No. Excuse me, yes, I just wanted to say that Israel is the only nation in the Middle East which will have a complete investigation of what happened in this situation, and in which also the independent judiciary, the court system, can be appealed to determine what has happened and to determine who is guilty for the murders of the three Israeli teenagers, and if it turns out that it is a murder of the Palestinian Arab young man, to determine who did it and why, and to, again, in each case, to accord appropriate punishment. But I have not seen this. I have not seen.
Gilad, go ahead.
It is very important. It is very important to understand that the killing of the three Israelis and the retaliation of Israel is just part of the story. We are dealing with land that was robbed by a Jewish nationalist movement. It's a plunderous movement. These stories about democracy are totally misleading. Millions of Palestinians are refugees living in the region and overseas. And in fact, the fact that just three young Israelis were murdered a week ago. By the way, we don't know who murdered them, and it is more than possible that it was an Israeli false flag operation. Yes, your Mossad, motto is by way of deception for you and the Mossad to lie is a kosher strategy.
Under the Quran and under the Bible, to kill one person is as bad as killing 100,000 or a million persons.
But there will be an investigation in Israel, and they will get to the bottom of it. It has nothing to do with the Quran or the Bible. It's the way your favorite government, democratic Jewish democracy, interpret the Bible and called its Mossad mottos, decided to pick by way of deception. For you to lie, to kill even your own people, if it serves the tribal interest, this is exactly what you believe in. This is exactly what you believe in, and
I
we
don't
see
know what
it
you're talking
time
about. I,
after
I told
time.
You.
You don't know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking
I told
about?
You.
So try
I, you,
to
I told
to
you,
learn.
I told
so
you, I lived, I told you, I told you, I told you I lived in Israel for 7 years. I'm an American Christian, I'm not an Israeli, I'm not Jewish. And so I am an independent
witness. Okay, sorry, unfortunately, we're out of time. I do apologize to our guests. Thank you very much for a very intense debate. Writer and political commentator Gilad Atzmon from London gave us his comments. And thank you very much, Richard Hellman. He's the president of the Middle East Research Center, who spoke to us from Washington. And thanks for watching another edition of The Debate. From Mikhail Vitavoy and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.